The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, whatever it is that's on your mind is not a bad thing to give me a holler about. 855-993-7569. I had an interesting event before I went on the air today. Let's see if I can describe this in a way that's not too tacky. Basically, I was out of town for a while, and I know one of the things that you need to do if you're out of town for a while, all of you should know, is you need to run the water in your sinks and flush johns, because the seals that keep swamp gas, essentially. I remember when my mom had an apartment with two bathrooms in it, and she basically only used one. And when I would go to visit her, The smell was terrible, and it wasn't, and she didn't smell it, I guess, but it's because she didn't flush the other john. It's not that it had, she used it and then forgot to flush it. It just, if you don't flush stuff, then the swamp gas comes up, essentially. So, I have, as I've mentioned previously, lamentably, a really good sense of smell, which is not much of an advantage in today's world, let me tell you. So I walked in and said, whoa! So I went around and flushed johns, and that smell didn't go away. And heretofore, it's always happened. You know, whenever it's happened, if you just flush a john and run the water in the sinks, everything's fine. Didn't work. So I finally thought, well, maybe it'll go away in a day or two, and it didn't. And so when you walked into my apartment, it smelled terrible. So I finally called, and they sent the plumber over. And the plumber's really nice. He said, oh, yeah, well, we'll replace the ceiling. I said, well, I don't think that's what the problem is. And so he messed around with something. So he finally replace the seal. Smell still didn't go away. And so I called him back and I said, it's been another week and I've done everything I could. I've burned candles. I've washed everything down still. And they said, we can't smell it. And so they sort of messed around with stuff. So I finally called one of the guys from downstairs and I said, I want you to come upstairs. And he said, whoa, what's that smell? And I said, thank you. So they finally came over today, and it turned out that, in fact, the seal, I said, it has to be the john. They said, yeah, but we replaced the seal. I said, it has, and sure enough, the seal had cracked, which, it doesn't actually really feel very vindicated, because I had to live with a stinky house for 3 weeks, but that wasn't really my story. My story was, because these guys have been over so often, we've kind of become friends. And I would say, look, I have to go on the air so you guys can, you can't make any noise. And so one of the guys said, what happens if you're not where you, if you're late? And I said, it doesn't happen. And they said, well, what would happen? I said, well, first of all, I would lose my job. I mean, that's my responsibility. When that light goes on, I'd better be in front of that microphone. And they said, well, does it ever happen? I said, well, there's been a couple times. It wasn't that I wasn't where I was supposed to be. It's like the cable went down or there was a problem. And they said, what do you do? They said, well, they'll put up a tape, but it doesn't make anybody very happy because I'm sitting there. The guys are sitting there. And we're just, we're biting our nails. And so all of this was a lead-in, which I should have expected, to the fact that James was late for the third time. He was supposed to be there at 7:45, and he didn't show up till 9. And so David is going on and on about, what should I do? And I said, well, I think he has to buy you lunch today. And I said, no. And he said, well, I'm going to fire him. And I said, well, is he a good worker? And he said, yeah, he really is. And so David is going on and on about he's late. And I said, wait a minute, James, why are you late? He said, I overslept. I said, don't you have an alarm? He said, yeah, it's on my phone. I said, James, today you're going to go to Duane Reade or any place, and for $5 or $10 you're going to buy a couple of alarm clocks, and you're going to put them at different places in your room, so you have to get up to turn them off. Because if you only have one alarm, you'll hit the snooze button and go back to sleep. Because it's really important that people be able, it makes you look unreliable and like you don't care. So both of them were happy with me that I said, James, you can't treat this lightly. And I said, you have to go to the store today and buy the alarm clocks. And Dave said, I'm not buying them. And I said, no, you don't have to buy them, but you can go with him to show some solidarity. And I said, I don't know if this is still true. I know it was a couple of years ago because I had to catch a plane. And it turns out if you Google wake-up calls, I have to try doing them and see if I... It used to be that for not very much money, like maybe a buck or two, you could have a wake-up call. Let's see what it says here. Wake-up calls in the morning. Wake-up call. Free wake-up calls. Snoozer.com. Sign up and start scheduling free wake-up calls to your phone. Well, he doesn't need it to his phone. Like, yeah, I suppose it would be. Cell phone wake-up call. Lowest possible price call, wake-up call for sale. So, but they do have, use it to set up a wake-up call at a specific time. Remind yourself of important events. So apparently there is a free wake-up call. So let's see what it's called, snoozer.com. Let's see what it says. Stop oversleeping. Make time for a morning routine. Hotel-style wake-up calls. You can schedule your calls online and receive them on your mobile or landline phone. Nothing to download or install. It's that simple. Never miss an early morning flight. So that would be good. Sign up for a free account. There you go. Meet the Snoozer characters. Get started. Right, I have to send this off to him. Let's see if there's a way. I don't know what his email is, but there I knew that there was something. So there you go. Do you have trouble waking up in the morning?
I think it depends on how much sleep I manage to get. If I go to bed late, you know, sometimes for obvious reasons, I'll have a little bit more difficulty getting up. But
you're pretty good about it, yeah, because you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the funny thing is I'm so ingrained with getting up early to come in here to GCN every day that even on Saturdays, you know, Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, I don't really get to sleep in because I'm always waking up at around the same time.
Do you know that's actually what you're supposed to do? It turns out that a lot of times when people think that they're hungover on Mondays, which possibly they are, because they're drinking a lot on the weekend, but it's as much, if you mess with your circadian rhythm, you'll have what feels like a hangover. So what you're supposed to do is exactly what you're doing, is getting up at the same time, take a nap, or go to bed a little earlier. But don't mess with your wake-up call in the morning. It's a much smarter way of doing it. So I'll have to tell James that he can... I gave him the phone number with the program. I gave both of them, so I think they may call to complain about each other. But it was really cute, so I got to do in my bathroom with them. And it turned out that I was right, that the seal had cracked. I said, well, hopefully I won't talk to you with you guys anytime soon. All right, 855, so it's snoozer.com. If you just Google wake-up call, it's free. I'll have to try it. Although I don't actually...
Snoozer.com.
Yeah, snoozer.com.
Hmm.
And apparently you can choose which voice you want.
Hmm.
That'd be good. They probably, I don't know, I assume they do it for free because they get your phone number and they can sort of sell your phone number to somebody. I don't know why it's free, but it sounds to me like a good idea. Maybe I'll investigate. Maybe we should have them as a sponsor. So they probably don't have a lot of money if they give their... So, of course, I give my podcast away. Maybe we should have it as part of our podcast. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I have to think about that. I like stuff like that. All righty. In the stories in the news today, Brazil is having a problem. The tickets to the Olympics aren't selling. It may be because of the Zika virus.
Yeah, the mosquitoes down there.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
So they're trying to figure out what to do about that. Yeah. I mean, would you like to go to the Olympics with the possibility of being bitten by a mosquito that could be... I think it's not lethal to adults. I think what it causes is, if you're pregnant, that it's devastating to the fetus.
Well, and mosquitoes are everywhere down there because it's humid.
It's tropical. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know, supposedly, mosquitoes are responsible for more deaths in the world than any other single factor?
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder how so.
Well, malaria, Zika. Mosquitoes are vectors for an awful lot of nasty things.
Yeah, because they're putting their little noses in everything.
They put their little noses in everything, and then they have access to blood supply when they bite you. I know. I don't like them either. As far as I'm concerned, Noah made a dreadful mistake. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now. Now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're putting... Manny, would you go to Brazil? If somebody offered you a ticket to go to Brazil to the Olympics, would you go?
Reluctantly, I would probably go.
Why reluctantly? I mean, it's a choice. You don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough deal because obviously you've got the whole situation with the mosquitoes and the you know, what is it, the Zika virus or whatever they call it. Yeah. So that, you know, causes pause in my mind. But it's the Olympics, and how many opportunities like that do you get to actually go to the Olympics? You know, unless it's you know, like for me, it's unless the Olympics came to Minneapolis, then, you know, what other real opportunity?
Well, they were in L.A. at one point. Yeah. They're in Canada.
Right.
Yeah, my issue is probably less Zika than, since I have such horrible reactions to mosquitoes anyway, it doesn't make a difference whether it's, you know, in Brazil or, you know, Des Moines. It's a plane ride. It's a long plane ride. Yeah. I have some friends who live in Brazil. They think it's just wonderful.
I almost feel like if I went down there, I would be compelled to just bundle myself up. But it's like the weather conditions down there, if it's going to be hot and a tropical climate, then, you know, I can't be bundled up. You know what I mean?
No, but you can spray yourself. You can spray yourself.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. So, and presumably they'd spray the daylights out of things. I mean, it's an issue.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got Brazil. I would ask on Facebook whether you would, if someone gave you a ticket, you would go. But I never ask questions that can be yes or no, because that's really boring radio. And you guys, even though I say be specific, you'll say yes a lot, or yes, exclamation point, that's
yes,
not being
all
specific.
The time.
Wrong. All right, so here's another question we're going to put up on Facebook. Whether the federal government is trying to decide whether denying housing over a criminal record may be discrimination. It's certainly discrimination. The question is, should it be against the law? And I thought we'd put that up. Are there any issues that you think people should be denied housing? The problem is, if you deny people housing, by definition, they become homeless, right? So you've got people who are now homeless and have a criminal record as well. That doesn't seem to me a very smart idea. I ran into somebody on the train this weekend, and I was really kind of mixed about it, to be quite honest. They were a young couple. They were both very attractive. And they were panhandling on the train, which is strictly against the law, and with dog. And their whole thing was, all we want is a place where we can be warm. It was cold here over the weekend, where we can be warm and take a shower. And the only hotels we could find that would take an animal are in Staten Island, and it costs $75 a night, and we only have 50. And I'm thinking, folks, if you can't support yourself, you can't find a place to be sheltered and food, why are you subjecting an animal to this? What? And I think the answer is, my guess is that this was urban drama. They were awfully, I mean, they had like backpacks with all these kind of cool things hanging off of them. They kind of look like Hollywood's version of a homeless person. And they were both very young, very attractive, great haircuts. They were not very clean. But I suppose if you're convincing people that you need a shower, that being sparkly clean doesn't make any sense. And, you know, one of my cynicisms comes from getting on the same train every day for years, and this guy panhandling at the corner. And because I saw him every day, I, of course, started talking to him. And it turns out he made $1,500 a day cash, obviously paying no taxes on it. And I thought, I've got the wrong job. Every day. So you get a little cynical about, and I used to carry around cards because I worked with a homeless shelter, of saying, here, look, go here and tell them that I sent you, and they'll put you up for the night. And these people didn't want to be in a shelter, which was interesting. They wanted to be in a hotel, which I understand. Look, given a choice between a hotel and a shelter, I want to be in a hotel too. But I'm not going to ask people on the train to give me money to do that. I don't know. It was just one of those things that didn't, and no one, I don't think anybody else on the train really responded either. It's one thing to deal with somebody who is obviously having some problems and I got hit for somebody, and I really don't carry change with me very often, but I was going to go see a friend, and I had a book that I thought he might like, and this woman said, you know, I need some money to support my child, and I said, you want this book? You can sell it. And she took it. And I mean, the book is probably worth, I don't know, whatever you can get for it, but at least a couple bucks probably. So I thought that was my reasonable contribution. I've made her an entrepreneur or a library. It was National Library Day. No, I don't know. I just made that up. This is the other question we're going to put up on Facebook. So you can just be prepared to respond to it. And then we're going to go back to your dreams. A right to die. This is an awful story as far as I'm concerned. It turns out Seconal is the most common drug used to end for end-of-life issues. because it's fast and it's fast acting and it's lethal, obviously. And they've been using it in Oregon, and for, I think, the several hundred people who've opted under Oregon's right to die law, that the vast majority have used Seconal. Well, the company that makes Seconal has raised the price from $1,500 for a dose to $3,000. They've doubled it. And the assumption, which may or may not be accurate, is that the reason that they've done that is California is about to pass a right to die law as well. It turns out you could buy Seconal for $150 a dose not very long ago. And so what some people did was they got a chemist on board and said, okay, can you make us a lethal cocktail that is not as expensive? As my response, which is not appropriate at all, is people are saying, well, I want to fix the income, I can't afford it. I said, put it on your credit card, which is kind of a joke, except I actually know someone who did that, who knew he was dying and ran up huge credit card bills, which used to be the case when, if you had a credit card and you died, that your debt died with you. Now they can go after your survivors, so, which is fair. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense for you to run up huge credit card debt. It used to be $150 for a lethal 10-gram dose. So they've now figured out another compound, which is phenobarbital, chloral hydrate, and morphine. They said it doesn't act quite as quickly. It tastes awful, and it'll burn your mouth. So they're saying about 10% of the people who were sort of availing themselves of right to die medication, about 10 to 15% used it just because it was lower cost. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of mixed about it. If I figured this is my last meal, I'm not sure if I want it to be a McDonald's. You know what I mean? When it comes to drugs, I just think it's unconscionable for a drug company to do that. In fact, do we know what drug company it is? I'll tell you, and we can sort of not buy their products. Let's see what it is. Valeant Pharmaceuticals International of Quebec. VALEANT. Shame on you, folks. They're saying, oh no, that isn't what happened. Right. Something that, you know, a chemical formulation is going to double of something that once cost $150. It's now $1,500 and went to $3,000. Come on. 855-993-7569. We're back with your dreams in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. This is sort of coincidentally, to be quite honest, it makes you believe in the conjunction, the confluence of the planets, that this is the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated. And he is probably, among other things, really well known, maybe for his most famous speech is I Have a Dream. And so we actually were talking about dreams that people had of things that, and this is not the same as a bucket list, and it's not the same as a goal. It's something that doesn't necessarily have to be very reality based. It's a dream. It's something that is a bit beyond your reach, perhaps a bit challenging, a bit out of the ordinary, not presumably crucial to your life because it's a dream. Right? It's just something that would be kind of cool to do, that would make you feel, it's something perhaps as much the anticipation is as pleasurable as the reality of it. So we're talking about people's dreams. Let's see what else people have got.
Leah says, a cruise to the Caribbean.
Doable. And these days, if you look into it, especially over the summer, if you're willing to go in the summer, which is not a bad time to be in the Caribbean. I mean, you know, would you rather be 90 degrees in the subway or 90 degrees on a beach? Beach. So a cruise to the Caribbean. And because of all the fuss about, you know, the thing about the fact that we're all interconnected and we have news instantaneously and it comes through on your phone, is that when something icky happens, it means that the price on whatever you're, that if it's a cruise or an airline or whatever, a Belgium, that the prices go down. So it's probably not a bad time to book a cruise. Off you go. Bring suntan lotion.
Laura says, living in Florence, Italy for 3 months.
Wow. Hopefully you speak Italian. I love Florence. I agree with you. I think Venice never appealed to me. I always thought it was kind of a tourist trap and smelled kind of funky. Even though, I mean, it's certainly a romantic city in some ways, but I thought Florence was great. Uffizi, David, go. Just learn a little Italian. And as opposed to the French I don't think are very, very forgiving of you mashing their language. But Italians seem to be just delighted that you'd even try. So off you go.
And here's another one that's actually quite similar. Marie says, rent a villa in Italy for one season, maybe next year.
Do you know, I know some people, I wonder, I'm not going to tell you their names, but because they have a radio show, and I didn't ask permission, but they're a husband-wife team who do finances, so that should give you a clue. And she is, her family, I think, is from Italy, and they've been doing that for years, where they go to Italy and spend, they have, I don't know if it's family or not, but they spend the summer in Italy, and that's always seemed to me just dreamy. I also know some, but I think they went to the Caribbean where they have a fairly large family. They have three kids and gobs of grandchildren, and all they went and had like a 10-room villa and got a butler and a maid and a nanny and stuff like that, which I think wiped out their retirement fund, but they decided it was something they really wanted to do. Yeah, I always wanted to live. I actually did live. And I lived in France for 4 months at an archaeology dig, and it was, I mean, I was a kid, and it was not squalid per se. I mean, I lived with a family in a little tiny town, and did archaeology 6 days a week, which is very hard, sweaty. It's fun, but it's hard, sweaty work. You're moving a lot of dirt, and you're not using a backhoe. You're using your back. And then on the seventh day, go to around caves and archaeological sites in southern France, and it was really wonderful. I also spent a summer doing archaeology, salvage archaeology in Washington State, and I think any time you're living in a different culture, and Washington State was to a certain extent a different culture. We had to, in both cases, had to dig outhouses and stuff like that. But it's a wonderful thing to do. I absolutely go for it.
Lupita says, buy a house.
You and Manny will get you together. You know, maybe you can combine. Absolutely. Just look, who was I talking to? A young woman. And I remember her saying, she came to visit or something, and she walked into my house. And I remember saying exactly the same thing to somebody years and years ago of walking to their house and going, wow, this is what I want. And then kind of being abashed and thinking, well, I'll probably never get it. And I've never forgotten what the woman said. She said, don't worry, all you have to do is just start someplace and you can do it. And I said the same thing to this young woman. I said, you know, everything I have, I didn't marry it, I didn't inherit it, I worked for it. And all you have to do is don't buy silly things. Don't buy things like fur coats and diamonds and fancy vacation spots. Just save your money, and instead of eating out all the time, brown bag it and put aside that money for a down payment. It doesn't make any difference where you start, because it's not the place you're going to end up, but that's where that's how you do it.
Mary says long-term sobriety.
Oh, good luck to you, sugar. And you do it a day at a time, as you know, and hopefully you started. And just remind yourself of how important it is to you, and not only how important it is to you to be sober, but how terrible it feels to not be. Good for you.
Barbara says, finish archiving my photos and remodeling my house and establish my son in a house. Then I can die in peace.
Okay, well, let's start these one at a time. My mother, I think, is still archiving. She has scrap piles. Why don't you get your son, before he gets his own house, to help you? and sort of go through and do thing, put things in piles by the decade or the year or the month or the situation, and then throw out all the duplicates. And you could maybe photograph them, put them on discs. And so the second thing was the house. So I'd start with the easy stuff, which is archiving. Then the house, again, we talked about that at the last hour, of make a list of things you can do and things you need to hire somebody to do. And believe it or not, hiring someone to do it will speed up the process of the things that you can do, because it's like joining a health club that once the money's there, then you sort of feel like, well, I need to do something about it. And somebody working with you, get your son to work with you. And then if you get your house in good enough shape, you can either will it to him or sell it. Or, I mean, so you've already accomplished your third thing, and because you have all those scrapbooks archived, it won't be such a mess to clean up. And then you can live for a long time and enjoy your house and your son and your photo albums. Start with the photo albums and get somebody to help you. It's amazing. Doing things by yourself, you begin to feel a pity party of, I can't believe I'm going to do this. And if you're doing it with a friend, it also works that, like, cleaning my own house, I get a little cranky. I have no problem cleaning someone else's house, right? Or I'll go to my sister and say, okay, let's work on your closet. Working on my closet. I actually did it a couple of weeks ago. I just had nothing to do, and I thought, I know what I can do. And my closet now is a showpiece. I actually take people into my closet to show them everything's folded and neat. And the next thing I have to do is start trying clothes on, and when they either look awful or too tight or too loose, give them away. But everything's folded in the meantime. 855-993-7569. Sharon, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering what I should do with my 7-year-old son, who's really having a hard time in school, academically and socially and everything.
He's what, in first grade?
Yeah, and I mean, I called you about this before. He's having a problem with reading, and and I think that his behavior is partly because, you know, a lot of his friends probably can read, and he can't.
Yeah.
So I think
that. Do you have other kids at home, Sharon?
Well, he has a twin who's, you know, in a separate classroom, but is doing very well academically. So, I mean, I did put him in music lessons like he suggested, and that's only been for the last couple of weeks that he's been doing that. He's going to do an 8-week ukulele. He has his own ukulele and everything. So I'm trying to find, like, activities that I can tap into to help him.
Does he like the music lessons?
Yeah, he seems to really like it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, so when we look at his reading, what's the problem?
Well, he's still, like, having problems, like, even identifying some letters, which is really odd to me. I mean,
is he dyslexic? Does he confuse B's and D's and P's?
He does do that, and they've, you know, we've had him tested and everything, and that never came up as dyslexia, but
that is dyslexia. That,
yeah.
By definition, yeah. I think you need to get him tested by somebody who did a better job, because that is dyslexia. Does he have trouble with numbers?
Yes, sometimes. Yes, he had a problem with 3s and 8s.
I was going to say, but 3s and 8s, yeah. This kid's dyslexic.
Okay.
And if he's dyslexic, it's going to be almost impossible for him to read. And that's a treatable problem.
Okay.
All right. So let me put you on hold for just a second. But I'd be willing to bet. I mean, he's classic dyslexic.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold. Be right back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Sharon, who's got a 7-year-old son who's having a terrible time in school. And certainly at 7, having a terrible time in school is not going to make you feel very happy. The symptoms you're talking about are classic dyslexia. So he was tested for dyslexia and they said he wasn't?
Well, he was tested for behavior.
You should get a neurologist to test him, a pediatric neurologist to test him for dyslexia. Because this is classic.
I thought that we went to Boston, to Children's Hospital in Boston, and we went to the developmental place. So I thought that was the same thing, but
Well, I mean, they may have looked at it as a behavioral issue rather than a learning disability.
Right. Well, I mean, they did say he has a learning disability, but that wasn't specifically named as dyslexia. It was more his executive functions are off. But okay.
What does that mean specifically? His executive functions are off.
His working memory. They said there's something about his being able to recall.
Well, but if he can't read, he's not going to be able to recall very well, unless they're only talking about shapes and colors.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you need to do is say just say to somebody he confuses threes and eights, he confuses B, D's and P's, and anybody who is used to dealing with kids is going to say, oh yeah, he's dyslexic. And basically, he can be taught. What's happening is his brain is not interpreting the things. But you can actually treat people for dyslexia. He can learn to transpose so he can read.
Okay.
Does he have hand-eye coordination issues?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I've never really. Yeah.
Is he left-handed?
No, he's not.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, let's go at least rule out dyslexia, because it sounds to me classic dyslexia. I mean, okay. if I can say B, D's, and P's, and you say, oh, yeah. I mean, it's not that I was reading your mind, honest. Well,
right.
I was a little bit. And threes and eights. I mean, think about it. Those are the only two that you can actually confuse that way. But if you see them left to right or right to left, it's going to confuse you.
Okay.
All right, give it a try.
And
what you explain to him is, do you know what? You are so good at reading music that you can hear the music in your head and you can make it come out your fingers. Lots of people can't do that. I can't do that, or your dad can't do it, or your brother can't do it. But that same brain that lets you do stuff like that may confuse. I mean, one of the reasons music is okay with him is that basically the notes look all the same, right?
Right.
More or less.
Yeah. Right.
You're not going to confuse. You can confuse, I suppose, an eighth and a sixteenth, but you're not really, because they have more little lines on them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no. So he be able to read music fine, but you can explain to him that some people's brain can't see the music. Your brain can see the music, so your brain, because it's seeing music, is sometimes confusing B's and D's. So we're just going to teach your brain. It can continue to do music, and we'll teach it how to do B's and D's, so then you can read not only music, but books. It'll be great.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, awesome. Well, thank you. I'm going to look into this further now.
Yeah, so. Please do, and let me know, all right?
All right. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, look, if you call your plumber, I did call my plumber, right? My metaphor has always been, now it's gotten very personal, my metaphor has always been, you have a leak. You call your plumber. The plumber comes. You still have your leak. You don't say, okay, well, I guess I have to live with leaks the rest of my life. You call another plumber. So if you go, and it's not to say that experts are going to rip you off or that they're stupid or anything. It's just that, I mean, look, the plumber who came here was a really nice guy. He was really smart. And he was wrong. And I was not nasty about it. If I get the bill and he's charged me for three visits, I'm going to be nasty about it. But I kept saying that it can't be that problem. This is where it has to be, this one. And he kept, no, no. So the third time I said, look, indulge me, humor me. And of course, I didn't care about being right. I just cared about the smell going away. So if someone gives you an answer that doesn't make any sense, you don't have to demean them. You don't have to assume that they're right and you're wrong, or you're right and they're wrong. Ask somebody else. That's what second opinion means. But this one's pretty classic. So, all right, let's finish up with dreams, so I'm not hollering at poor plumbers.
Timothy says, learning to speak French.
You go, guy. You know, and there's the Rosetta Stone. I think we carry one of our sponsors is learning to speak French, and those discs really do. You know, put it in your iPod. Or DVD player, or listen at night. They really do work. Just do it. The language life, just do it over and over again. You go, guy. Bonjour. Bonne chance. What else we got?
The next one is from Jerry, and she says travel.
little more specific at work. Yeah, you could probably go from your living room to the dining room. I don't think that's probably what you had in mind. But, yeah, the more specific your plan, the more likely you're going to do it. And it, instead of saying French, if you said, I want to learn to be able to read a kindergarten book in French by the 4th of July, you're much more likely to achieve it. If you're saying, I'd like to go to the Caribbean within the next 2 years, you're much more likely to achieve it. If you say, I'd like to go outside the country within the next year, that, you know, I mean, if you have goals that have are time-oriented, you're much more likely to achieve them.
Yeah.
I mean, these are dreams, but we can tether them to reality a bit as well.
Kiana says, skydiving and pass for normal.
Well, you may want to separate those two out. Skydiving, kind of fun to do at some point, I suppose. I don't know what pass for normal means. I don't even know what normal means, so let me know about that. You know, I don't know why you're not passing for normal. If you want to talk about it, give me a call. What else?
Connie says, none. I gave up the last, which was owning a ski boat, when I realized I didn't have the resources needed, knowledge to take it out and use it, a place to store it, etc. There's one other dream, but it involves the people in my life.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you had a dream that you decided was not very practical or not as much fun as you thought it was. I mean, that's the thing about dreams. You got to have a dream to have a dream come true. But sometimes when the dreams come true, they're not exactly what you had in mind. And maybe you dreamt them at an earlier time in your life and they have less meaning. I don't know what the other things, other people in your life, I don't know what that one specifically is. But if you need some help on it, you know how to call me.
And then the last one here from Fifi. And Fifi says, lose that stubborn weight for good.
Yeah, it turns out, The notion has always been that crash diets don't work. It turns out that crash diets do. It's just you can't compensate after the crash diet by sort of eating everything that's not moving fast. So for me, I know that if I lose it and lose a fair amount in a short period of time, I have a much easier time keeping it off. I pass that along for what it's worth or not worth. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.